Petula Martin is here now with the business.
Thanks, Joan. And we're going to pick up on that report by Aetna, and because we're joined by Gillian Harford, who is country executive of the 30% Club Ireland, and she joins us in studio. Now, the 30% Club is a global campaign that aims to achieve a minimum 30% female representation at the board and executive levels of companies. So you promote diversity, essentially. What are your thoughts on moves in the US to cancel their diversity, equity, inclusion or DEI programmes?
I think, as we've heard in the headlines this morning, there are a number of narratives on a global scale that are impacting us in so many ways, and this is part of it. It's obviously a worrying trend, but actually in practice, it's having less impact. We've been really fortunate in Ireland that Irish business has never really gone down the route of affirmative action. We've always looked at diversity and inclusion as an investment in a competitive advantage. And while the narrative is changing, the intent isn't. So we are still seeing companies putting respect for people, access for talent, equal opportunity to the forefront. And we've always gone on the basis that talent and gender balance and representation, not so much as exclusive of merit, but inclusive of merit. So we still see a really strong commitment here.
Because Donald Trump is saying that the people should be hired on merit. Is there merit in that argument?
Absolutely. If your promotions don't represent your employee base, then there's actually an issue with your merit decisions. If we remove barriers, then talent can progress equally. And that's what we see companies focusing on. It's less about targets. Irish companies and even multinationals in Ireland, they aren't really talking about targets anymore because so many of them have met or exceeded targets. Instead, they're talking about how do they impact their employees in a better way? How do they create more modern workplaces? And the research that we have out today is focused particularly on modern workplaces.
And that's what I want to pick up on now. Your report out today, supported by Accenture, it talks about having flexible care supportive policies for staff and that it leads to measurable financial gains such as higher retention, increased productivity and reduced absenteeism. Do I understand it correctly? So you're saying that in order to retain employees, employers need to be more flexible so that employees can care for their children, their parents. I mean, how are businesses supposed to operate in that kind of environment?
What we're recognising is that companies have finite resources, but also that employee needs are changing as the modern workplace is changing. We can't afford to live or work in the way our parents did or our grandparents did. So it's not about spending more money. It's thinking about how the money is spent. So when companies can invest in policies, particularly care policies, which come through in a way that brings higher value for employees as well, there's mutual benefit. And sometimes that means doing less, looking at historical policies that maybe have no value in the modern world, looking at more flexibility and less rigidity within policies so they're more effective and the take-up is in a better way. But the research is showing that where companies can get this alignment right, the companies benefit and the employees benefit, and that gives sustainable competitive advantage.
Now, the research also found that 57% of employers reported higher productivity from their employees after introducing hybrid work and flexible care policies. Now, here on Business News, we're reporting that many firms, particularly multinationals actually, are looking for employees to come back to the workplace. If it's true that providing hybrid work improves productivity, wouldn't those kind of corporate leaders want to have, shouldn't they have cottoned on to that and want hybrid working?
I think the definition is in what you mean by hybrid. A lot of the narrative is around this black and white conversation around in the office and out of the office. But only a third of Irish employees have access to remote working. What we're looking at here in the survey is the much broader topic of choice and flexibility. And we're seeing companies, yes, having participation in person, but they're looking at much more flexibility around work schedules, around start and finish times, and also looking at the switch off and the work-life balance for recharging. And when you package all of that together, that gives a more hybrid work environment and that gives better benefits, particularly in terms of burnout and stress.
Gillian Harford from the 30% Club, thank you very much for coming on the programme.